99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. On the phone, Zach Wild.
Chaz and AJ, it's Zach. What are you doing, my brother?
Oh, my
Zach
God.
Zach Wild.
It's Zach.
That's what my wife says every time when I come. She's that excited. It's amazing.
Zach Wild.
And she says, go bring out the garbage now.
Right.
So Ozzy Osbourne, Black Label Society, Pantera, Zach Sabbath, Experience Hendrix. We don't know when you sleep. And then we won't even...
Let's not forget the important things, the dishes and the laundry as well.
Bro. Right, right.
Yep.
Also, you seem to be in the gym a lot.
Yeah, seriously.
Actually, I always have, but I mean, it's just since I've been like 11 years old, but it's all, which I'd have to say, it's got to be 95% diet and then 5% hitting the iron.
Right.
Without a doubt, man. Yeah, I mean, you could do as many push-ups, you could do as many sit-ups as you want. If you're not eating right, just stop.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of blew up, man. What's your bench up to now?
I'm benching, you know, I just use the bar.
Yeah.
That's one heavy bar.
That's a good 50 pounds right there.
Exactly. No, I mean, but with the power lifter, I mean, I can just throw 135, 155 up there. It's just reps.
Right.
I mean, after a while, doing the heavy stuff, I mean, even with squatting, well, you just go as heavy as you can. And for me, it's more about reps and everything like that now, as opposed to like with the whole powerlifting route.
Yeah.
We're talking to Zach Wild. Tell us about the Experience Hendrix show coming this Saturday to the Oakdale in Wallingford.
That's always a blast, man. I mean, I've been doing it now since I think like 2014, because, you know, everybody's been with everybody for so long, and you've either worked with them at some point, you know, in a band or whatever, you know, so it's just like, it really truly is like a family vibe when we get out here. So I look forward to, it's like going to summer camp. It's like, I look forward to seeing everybody whenever we get together and do it.
Yeah, all your friends again, yep.
I went to the first one.
Oh, really?
And I was completely blown away. And I don't think it had caught on yet because it wasn't sold out.
It was new, yeah.
And I was looking around, I'm like, man, people don't know what they're missing right now. And I'm glad people caught on quickly.
Yeah, they know now.
And this is a real special show. All-star cast on stage, all playing Hendrix.
Wow.
Really killing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's just like when we do the Generation Axe thing, you know, between with Steve, with Father Steve, Yngwie, Tosin, and Nuno and everything. Like, the minute I hear any of them playing, literally, I mean, an A chord, or they could just their vibrato, they could play two notes, and you already know who it is. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about guitar.
Yeah.
So, like, when we do the Experience Hendrix thing, whether it's Eric Johnson, Tweezel's up there, Kingfish, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, I mean, anything you know immediately, and literally they could play the same song, and it's a different interpretation on the same song, which is like, it's truly awesome. It really is, man. I mean, I get a kick out of watching all the guys crush it every night.
And that comes across when you're watching the show and you know everyone on stage is having just as much fun as the audience.
Yeah.
And what's really crazy is it's like a lot of the people in the audience that have actually seen Hendrix back in the day. You know, saying like the age difference. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, because it's just like, I remember speaking with one guy who was like, Zach, I saw him in 68 when he played it. So, you know, I actually played in this venue or whatever. I was just like, wow, that's crazy, man. And he goes, yeah, all these younger kids are getting turned on to, whether it's Jimi Hendrix or, you know, even with Oz, you know, younger kids coming in there and that didn't get a chance to see Randy Rhoads live. You know, so, and then hearing the music live. So it's great.
Yeah, this Ozzy farewell show, when did you get the phone call or how did they communicate they wanted to have you part of that?
Oh, I saw it when it first went up. I asked my wife, Barb, I go, Barb, did you speak with Mom about this? I go, what is this going on? It's just like,
oops.
Mom being Sharon?
Yeah, that would be, yeah. So, I mean, since I've been 19 years old, I lovingly refer to her as Mom. So
okay.
It's just like, because I remember when I first joined the band, I go to the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Sunset. She actually called, and, like, you know, it's the three of us all hanging out at the Rainbow on Sunset. And it's just like, she called, and she didn't want me there.
Oh.
You know, I guess because they hadn't, like, introduced me as the guitar player. So, I mean, I wasn't telling anybody anyways, but I was just, like, hanging out. And she goes, Zach, you have to leave. Sharon called.
Oh.
And I just goes, yeah, I go back to the booth with you guys sitting there. I go, fellas, my mom called. I got to go. So, she's the best, man. So, you know, I love, they're like family to me. So, I mean, between Ozzy and Sharon. So, it's just, as far as the Sabbath thing goes, like, I found out about, like, when you guys found out, it was just like, oh, cool. I guess this is going to be crazy. But I don't know what we're playing yet.
Did you reach out to them, yeah, or then did mom reach out to you?
Yeah, we've spoken, you know, Barb's spoken to Sharon a bunch, you know, about it. And I texted Oz and stuff like that because I'm always sending them goofy stuff. But but we haven't figured out what we're going to be playing yet. I mean, even with the Pantera celebration thing, we haven't figured out like what Sabbath song we're playing, like what's on the list.
Right.
You know, you can't have everybody playing Paranoid. You know what I mean?
It's just right. Like, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, and then you got to figure Sabbath's going to, if they're going to be doing songs, you can't be playing songs that the guys are going to play at the end of the night.
Right. Yep. Right. You know, beat a dead horse.
Yeah, so you got to give us so everybody's got to get a list of what song do you want us to play. I'll just learn it.
Is there a Sabbath solo that you would love to have the opportunity to play?
No, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I'm a team player. Whatever you need me to do, whatever pass route you need me to run, I'll run it.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's just,
you know what? That's why, this is why you're so successful.
Exactly.
Because not only are you a great player,
right,
you're easy.
You're not a problem.
But it is the truth. I mean, JD, I'm out in Boston right now. So, you know, JD, we went to Berkeley out here, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were saying, like, you know, if you were going to give to your son or daughter that's like a musician, it's just like, you have any advice? It's like, yeah, if you're going to be in a band with somebody, you got to be able to get along with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
if there was a solo that, you know, one of the songs that you recorded with Ozzy, you know, which one is your favorite of all the solos you've done with Ozzy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, obviously, I mean, everybody always puts No More Tears up there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Miracle Man was the first song I wrote with Oz and stuff like that. So,
oh, that's a special one then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, what memories you have attached to certain songs as well.
Right.
Zach Wilde on the phone. How did you, at 19, become a member of Ozzy's band?
Well, it's because I was in the, like you said, I was in the lifting weights then. And I offered Oz, you know, I was doing powerlifting at the time. He said, well, Zach, if you give me the steroids and the growth hormone, I'll let you play guitar in the band.
Wow.
And that's pretty much how it worked out.
Imagine
awesome.
A bulked up Ozzy.
Yeah, so ever since then, I've been hooking Oz with steroids and growth hormone.
It shows.
And things have been working out pretty well.
It shows.
That's tremendous.
People are like, I didn't know Ozzy was in the power lift there. I'm like, yeah, he didn't die. But, yeah. You know, he does enjoy the steroids and the growth hormone.
Yeah, he cracked a wall in his ass. Yep.
And your name wasn't even Zach Wilde when you joined with Ozzy, right? They changed it.
Originally, it was Woody Allen.
Nice.
Get me confused.
Okay, now I don't know if I should believe anything you say.
Yeah, you didn't want that name at all.
I mean, the best was this. I remember asking Oz, you know, because we talked about, like, you know, with Sabbath, like the Sabotage album, you know, with Ozzy singing, I just said, the vocal performance on this thing, I'll put it up there against any rock performance ever. That's like some severe Pavarotti going on this one. I go, were you just eating your Wheaties for this album? He goes, no, Zach, just lots of drugs and alcohol.
Steroids. It works for him.
Growth hormone.
Yeah, it works for him. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess it works.
His endorsement right there.
What a great human being. I never had the honor of meeting him, but, you know, everyone I've talked to has worked with him, crossed paths with him.
Just, I hear good things, yeah.
They just love this guy.
Yeah.
He's the best, man. I mean, like, Pete Mertens, who was been with Oz, he's known him since, like, I guess, I don't know, like, sixth grade or whatever. And then he worked with him. Pete took care of Randy when he was doing his guitars, when they started with Blizzard and everything like that. Talking with Pete one day, he just goes, Zach, the greatest thing about him, ever since I've known him, no matter how much money he's had or fame or what, it's never changed him. I mean, and like, put it this way, all you got to do is just be around him for like 5 minutes and him either just taking a out of himself or just anything. That, like, if we see on TV, he goes, look at the state of this, you know, and then it just, like, whatever the hell he says about whatever. I mean, you'll be on the floor crying, laughing. I mean, because I always said, if him being one of the greatest front men and, you know, rock singers of all time, if that didn't pan out for him, just being a comedian alone would have just, that would have been the route.
His observations.
Observations. That's great. That should be a show.
Go. Boom. You must have had your Odin force earlier this morning. Yeah, you're on that. That's great.
Yeah, some stories,
observation.
Too.
Zach, thank you so much for the time. We'll see you Saturday at the Oakdale in Wallingford with Experience Hendrix. And then July 5th on stage in Birmingham for Back to the Beginning, Ozzy's farewell show. And then, of course, with Pantera at Xfinity, Sunday, August 3rd.
All right, my brothers. I'll see you on the road.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.